Multifamily Matters, a weekly radio show that discusses the current topics and trends in the multifamily industry. Stay tuned and listen to the movers and shakers in multifamily share their opinions and thoughts about what's old, what's new, and where the multifamily industry is heading in the future. You are listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Well, welcome and thank you for tuning in to Multifamily Matters, the only broadcast radio show in the nation that is solely dedicated to the multifamily industry. I'm your host, Paul Marks, and we have a great show with wonderful guests who are experts on today's topic. Today, we are discussing the topic of the Houston Apartment Association's Lyceum Leadership Program for Management and Supplier Partners. Joining me in the studio is Terry Clifton, president of Better World Properties. Also, Arely Pena, senior staffing specialist with the Liberty Group. Blaise Spitaleri, business development manager at Rasa Floors. And joining us by phone is Patricia Ortega, property manager with LumaCorp. Welcome, everybody.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Good morning.
So, Blaise, I'll throw the first question out to you. What is the Lyceum Leadership Program?
Well, I'm glad you asked, Paul, because that's why we're all here this morning. Hey, we all actually just finished the program this year. We are the 2019 graduates of the Lyceum Leadership Program for the Houston Apartment Association. And really what it does is it allows suppliers, management side, to really get a full grasp of what the Houston Apartment Association has to offer for both suppliers and for management. And we go through a plethora of different programs and organizations, and we learn the ins and outs of each organization and how we could utilize those to our best of ability to build relationships and to really just
Let me go ahead and jump right in. The Lyceum Group, what it does is it allows anybody that is coming into the apartment industry and really doesn't have an idea of how to get involved and how to participate, it actually takes you and has you go through and do different programs or see different programs that are in the Houston Apartment Association. For example, it has you go to a board meeting. It has you go to a steering committee meeting. It has you go through an ambassadors program. It also has you get in, basically do PAC. Mm-hmm. And what this does is it kind of shows you what the Houston Apartment Association is all about. They are there actively fighting for both the resident and the ownership of properties. For example, this year we all got to go to Austin, and we got to actually participate in trying to pass a bill for late charges. There was a question as to what's too extreme and what's not enough, and they fight for both the fairness of the resident as well as the ownership, and they were able to come to a conclusion of the bill, which is a fair amount that can be charged. Another thing that they do is they participate in property tax fights, trying to get a bill passed that would limit the amount of property taxes that the appraisal district or the values that the appraisal district could actually charge. And so they were able to get a cap on that this year, and it took them 4 years of fighting. It's things like that behind the scenes, if you're not part of the Houston Apartment Association and you're not actually actively participating, you have no idea that there are people out there and thousands of members that are working towards the common good for our communities.
So if I was a brand new member of the Houston Apartment Association, obviously the Lyceum program is for both management professionals as well as supplier partners. But if I was a brand new supplier partner member and I just joined, can I just automatically get into the Lyceum program, or is there certain steps that you have to have to be able to get into the program?
There is an application that you have to fill out. You do have to have a certain amount of time in the multifamily industry, and then letters of recommendation, and then the board or HAA will go through that, and then they'll only accept, I believe, 10
candidates.
Ten candidates?
No more than four.
I think it's five from each side, no?
I believe it's 6 and 4, 6 on the management, 4 on the supplier side.
Okay.
And usually they're approved by the board of directors.
Mm-hmm. So this isn't just, hey, here's a sign-up sheet, I'm signing up. You kind of have to earn your way on to this, which I think makes it more special. So,
absolutely.
So, Patricia, tell me a little bit about what drove you to want to take that step, because I'm sure it's not just a commitment of your time, but it's also, you know, something that you have to believe in to want to do, that it's going to be a benefit to you.
Yeah, absolutely. My sister did it a few years ago, and she just said it was totally amazing, and I saw her passion in it, and I really wanted to do more networking as well. And actually, Susan Hinckley, she reached out to me and said, you really need to apply for this. I think it's something that you would benefit from. So I applied for it, and my president and my VP of my company were all for it. And so I did it, and I've been nothing but happy because I've met a lot of people on the way, and I've learned so much from it that I didn't know. So it really is beneficial.
And Blaze, how did you find out? You know, you fill out the application. There's, I'm sure, a waiting period for everything to be reviewed. How did you find out that you were accepted?
Well, we were all on an email when we got accepted, so that's how I found out about it. But actually, I scour the HAAonline.org website all the time just to kind of see what else I can get my hands into. Really, the Houston Apartment Association, more than any other association that I've ever been a part of, has just so many avenues that you can go down. And Patricia touched on the networking, building the relationships, but education as well. It really teaches you the ins and outs. Like Terry was saying, when you go to a PAC meeting, and you really get to see the behind the scenes of the legislative actions that are being taken place that are affecting our industry directly, it's really amazing. And I think if anybody has just the slightest interest in learning such, you know, they should definitely put their feet forward and actually, you know, step out of the box and try it out.
And also, I think that it gives you an insight on what each person of HAA does. We were led by Susan Hinckley, which she's amazing. And then it also, like, shows you a little bit of what Andy Tease does with the legislative side, and Amanda Sherbandi, Emily Hilton. So it really gives you kind of like an insight of what each person does. To me, the biggest thing was the legislative part of it, because we got to do the legislative day. We also got to go to a city council meeting, which to me, I had no clue what went on and how everything affects us on a local level, and how you can go and sit there on certain days and just listen to everything. And I mean, it just was like a big eye opener to me for that.
So for me, it was more of the board of directors and what actually happens behind the scenes, and how you move up from this leadership position and actually go through the different positions of the board of directors and what they're responsible for. To me, that's where I learned the most, because I am on the leadership path. So I wanted to make sure that I understood what is required and what you're supposed to do and how you can help the most.
Is there classroom time that you spend, not just going to the meetings and so forth? You have actual class that you have?
Yes, there were actually two classes that we attended, all day classes, as a matter of fact, where the different past board of directors, educators, different NDTs, which is from the legislative part.
Howard was at one of them.
Howard
as well.
Was at the legal, Howard Book staff. But what they do is they bring in people that are very important within the Houston Apartment Association, and they explain to you their position and what they're responsible for, and how you can actually participate and how you can volunteer your time and actually feel part of the community. Which ultimately ends up being this huge group of people throughout Houston that is just unbelievably supportive for everyone, from the supplier side to the management side.
And I'm curious, as far as how long of a time commitment is it from the time that you're accepted into the program to the time that the program is completed and you I guess graduate with the designation?
So we started in January, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's about 6 months.
Yeah.
It's 6 months, but you have 2 years to do it, but we had a really good class that was motivated and got it done in 6 months.
Yeah, we decided we were going to do it.
So, we were fortunate enough to have the legislative year take place this year, too.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess the classes that, or the class of candidates that they bring in the year that there's not a legislative session, they have to wait till the next year to get that portion. So I guess you are fortunate from that standpoint. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to be back after these messages. You're listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
Tired of being burned by your carpet vendor? Nobody has you covered like Rasa Floors. They lead the industry with same-day service and cutting-edge technology, like their online ordering portal and mobile app, so you can place orders instantly. The professionals at Rasa Floors are the industry experts offering the hottest new styles of carpet and hard surfaces that will help you achieve your goals. Visit them on social media, watch their videos, and look for them at local trade shows. Rasa Floors will help you make ready your apartment homes for new residents. For more information, visit rasafloors.com.
Your property and liability insurance is one of your highest expenses. Put Ted W. Allen and Associates' 50-plus years of experience in multifamily insurance to work for you. If you have multiple properties on separate policies, you may qualify for a master policy, which can eliminate the need for multiple insurance renewals and provide you significantly lower premiums. Call Ted W. Allen and Associates at 281-378-7500. That's 281-378-7500. Or online at tedwallen.com.
Well, welcome and thank you for coming back to Multifamily Matters. We're discussing the topic of the Houston Apartment Association's Lyceum Leadership Program for Management and Supplier Partners. Joining me in the studio is Terry Clifton, President of Better World Properties. Arely Pena, Senior Staffing Specialist with the Liberty Group. Blaise Spitaleri, Business Development Manager at Rasa Floors. And joining us by phone is Patricia Ortega, Property Manager with LumaCorp. I do want to remind our listeners that if you would like to provide show topics, guest ideas, or suggestions, or just listen to any archived episode of Multifamily Matters, you can go to our website at multifamilyradio.com. So we've talked about the Lyceum program, but part of that program, obviously, are the different things that HAA does, and everybody on the show today gets involved in certain things, I guess, regardless of Lyceum, you know, certain things that you've been involved with. Let's go through and talk a little bit about what you've been doing and why you like those programs. Terry, you want to start off?
Sure. The Lyceum program was very well-rounded for me because I've been active quite a bit in the Houston Apartment Association. Oh my goodness, it goes all the way back to my go-getter days, which I'm real proud to say that I was go-getter of the year for the Houston Apartment Association, yep, as well as the Texas Apartment Association. So yeah, very excited. But that particular group I'm very passionate about because I want to do business with people I feel comfortable with. And so my company, we do have a standing rule that we do not use vendors that are not members of the Houston Apartment Association. I've just found in my career and in my experience that if you use people outside that are not part of the organization, which, by the way, I make them join in order to use them. It's not that we won't use people outside of it, but I want a sense of comfort, and that's what the Houston Apartment Association membership gives me, because we are such a tight-knit group that I can pick up the phone if I have a flood at night, or if one of my managers have forgotten to order carpet for a new move-in. They're they have friends within this industry that will actually make things happen for them. So my number one passion, obviously, is go-getters.
And you get a smart blazer to wear.
Well, I am working towards my red blazer. At 15 members, you receive your blue jacket, and everyone has seen me on the front cover of the Abobe every year, for years. Mm-hmm. But your real reward and your lifetime membership comes when you actually get 100 members, and you get this sporting, I'm sure not stylish, red jacket to wear. And I'm looking forward to that. I'm at 95.
Wow.
So
wow.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to trying to finish that up before November's meeting. So I'm very passionate, but reality is, the whole reason I'm passionate about it is I just want that comfort of knowing the people that I'm doing business with are within our group, and so that we take care of one another.
So if anyone's listening right now and you're not a member of the Houston Apartment Association, Terry will be glad to sign you up.
That's right.
That's right.
Let's help her get that red blazer.
Yeah. I need that red blazer, please. That's the whole reason I'm here today. No, just kidding.
And I think kind of what you were saying is I agree with that. If a supplier partner is a member of the association, then they're making a commitment to serve the industry, to learn about the industry, to be a part of the industry. Whereas someone who's not, they may not be as dependable for what the industry needs.
Correct. They understand our pricing. They understand our needs. They understand our turnover. It's just our language. They speak our language if they join this association. I've used outside contractors before, and they just don't understand the urgency or the famous hurry up and wait concept that we go through with our clients. So it brings a lot of comfort. Another thing that I'm actively involved in is the board of directors. I was actually placed on the board of directors 2.5 years ago. It'll be 3 years in November, and I'm trying to work my way up the leadership role. I am very passionate and am part of the PAC and steering committee. I do volunteer my time to teach Leasing 101 mm-hmm. and CAM Financial. So I'm pretty busy, and they can just call me at the drop of the hat. They know I'll participate because I'm really passionate about our association and all the good work that everyone does. And I just want to say, Susie Bob, you were fabulous and a great leader. Thank you.
Here, here.
Patricia, what are some of the things that you're involved with in the association?
Well, I'm really involved in NEXT, which is the next generation of leaders for our association. It's people under 40. Sometimes the ones over 40 like to join us. I promise we don't just have fun and do parties, but we actually learn a lot from each other. And it's a very tight-knit group that, motivates each other to do better throughout the industry. And we bring in newbies, people that have never been in the industry. We bring them to show them, there's absolutely so many, journeys you can go on to whether it be the vendor side, corporate, accounting, marketing, there's absolutely so much you can do. And you can start as low as, a leasing agent or porter. And it's, it's a really fantastic, and that's what I've been mainly involved in. I really, love the education part as well. I haven't volunteered for it. I mean, I volunteered for it, but I haven't been chosen to do it. But it's something that I really am passionate about, being able to do, because I've taken the classes, throughout the years that I've been an HAA member, and it's just motivating to see all these individuals, come up and, they tell you their story, and you want to be like them. They're great mentors throughout the industry for sure.
Great. Aureli?
I'm a member or a team captain for the Ambassador Group, which is a supplier group that we have. We take on new members that that want to kind of get plugged in, and if they don't know anybody, if you're, you know, new to the industry, it's a great way to, as a supplier, meet other suppliers and kind of network and, you know, build friendships, see what tips and you know, that help you in your business. And then I'm also a part of the Nexters with Patricia. It's a young professional group. We like to mentor. We like to have personal development classes. There is times that we have evening events, but it's also just to, again, for entry people that want to kind of get plugged in. But, you know, sometimes it could be a little overwhelming going into events where there's higher ups and you don't know somebody particularly. So in this group, we kind of get to know them, mentor them, have networking events, connect, and then kind of introduce them to higher ups. Sometimes we have panels of people that come to our breakfast and talk a little bit more about how they got started and what they did to get to where they are. So it's a great group of just young leaders that want to take the next step but don't know how or don't know where to start, and that's a great way to go. So that's the biggest thing for me, because when I got started, I didn't know a lot of people, and that's where I kind of went to kind of get to know more people, learn about credentials. That's where I've learned about getting my CAS certification, things like that. It's a great group of young individuals that want to aspire to be somewhere where, you know, Blaze is at or Terry Clifton is at. So it's a great way to get plugged in. Blaze. And then I also do the community outreach, and that's Susie Bob's. She leaders that committee, and it's volunteer work. So those are the committees that I'm on.
Okay, Blaze, she's telling us we're old.
I do feel like I'm in a lot of committees with Aureli, though, as well. I'm not going to get into the story, but my first HAA appearance when I moved to Houston, I broke my ankle at. So that's a different story at a different time. But really, I started getting involved in the PAC first. And it's because, well, for one, I'm just politics and the way we run our cities and organizations really just intrigues me. So I was urged by a couple members of the Houston Apartment Association, if I'm into politics, to join the PAC. Just sit in one lunch, see what it's all about. And then that one lunch just said, turned into two, turned into three. And then I just signed up, did my fast track for the year, so I don't even have to worry about it. And I've been doing that ever since. I'm also part of the ambassador group, the ambassador club, I guess it's referred to as. Mm-hmm. And I am a captain of that as well. I always want to try to get to the go-getters. It always falls on a date when I cannot do it. And it's once a quarter, so it becomes very difficult, especially if you have something planned on that day, which just happened to me last week. And the ambassadors is once every month. It's the first Wednesday of every month. So if any suppliers are out there listening that don't go to that, it's at the Craft Republic on Westheimer. So come on down. It's 3:00 would be your orientation, so we can teach you a little bit more about that. And then I did go through some of the education programs, and I got my designation for a certified apartment supplier, which you need to have in order to get on the Product Service Council. And we're going to take you to a commercial break, and we'll be back in a little bit.
That's right. We're going to be back after these messages. You're listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Tired of being burned by your carpet vendor? Nobody has you covered like Rasa Floors. They lead the industry with same-day service and cutting-edge technology, like their online ordering portal and mobile app, so you can place orders instantly. The professionals at Rasa Floors are the industry experts offering the hottest new styles of carpet and hard surfaces that will help you achieve your goals. Visit them on social media, watch their videos, and look for them at local trade shows. Rasa Floors will help you make ready your apartment homes for new residents. For more information, visit rasafloors.com.
Your property and liability insurance is one of your highest expenses. Put Ted W. Allen and Associates' 50-plus years of experience in multifamily insurance to work for you. If you have multiple properties on separate policies, you may qualify for a master policy, which can eliminate the need for multiple insurance renewals and provide you significantly lower premiums. Call Ted W. Allen and Associates at 281-378-7500. That's 281-378-7500. Or online at tedwallen.com.
Well, we are back and you're listening to Multifamily Matters, and we're discussing the topic of the Houston Apartment Association's Lyceum Leadership Program for management professionals and suppliers. Joining me in the studio is Terry Clifton, president of Better World Properties. Arely Pena, who is a senior staffing specialist with Liberty Group, Blaise Spitaleri, business development manager at Rasa Floors, and also Patricia Ortega, who is property manager with Luma Corp. I do want to take a moment and thank our exclusive sponsors that make Multifamily Matters possible. EconServe, providing multifamily water conservation solutions for properties across the U.S. Rasa Floors, the professional flooring advisor specializing in make-ready replacement flooring for the multifamily industry throughout Texas and Oklahoma. WaterLogic, the smarter way to water, providing professional irrigation water management. And Ted W. Allen and Associates, specializing in multifamily habitational insurance since 1967. You know, one of the things that hits me about any involvement in the Houston Apartment Association is it does take a commitment of time, and there are some companies out there that don't want to let their employees participate for whatever reason. It doesn't make sense to me, but I'm sure that you guys are lucky. I mean, Terry, you're the president of your company, so you can dedicate whatever time you want. But you know, for the other folks on the panel here, you've got to have an employee that's supportive of not only you, but of the association. And Terry, do you want to talk about?
Paul, yeah, it's easy to say now that I have my own company, I can participate all I want. But there was a 9-year period that I worked for a company that absolutely thought of the Houston Apartment Association as a resume sharing opportunity and wasn't told necessarily no, but it was very shunned. Very little support on education and very little team participation. So when I did start my own company, I absolutely encourage, we've got managers that are seeking their CAMs. My regionals have their CAMs and their CAPs. We absolutely participate as I see it as a team opportunity, a team building opportunity, just like we participated in the chili cook-off last year, won best small booth. and then, of course, before that, bowling, one of my regionals was with another company and won best costume last year. And I ended up with our best team, and I ended up with best costume. So this association does more. The Lyceum program is just an opportunity. It's the seed that starts feeding the rest of the association, which gets you involved and allows you to further your career. I'd like to say that absolutely my company would not have grown as quickly if I didn't have my circle of supporters and the people that absolutely have put their arms around me and helped me to grow, and suppliers that have given me competitive edges against, you know, other companies, just making sure that my company and my clients are very well taken care of. So it takes an entire group to be successful. And I absolutely think in my career, if it wasn't for the Houston Apartment Association, I wouldn't have grown as quickly.
Yeah. You know, Blaise, I know you've been involved and Rasa obviously sees this as something that is going to help their bottom line, basically. I mean, when you're a supplier partner, if you're allowing your employees to be involved in it, you're looking to get some type of return. Now, there's not a way to necessarily quantify that, but I'm sure it pays off. Have you seen that?
Absolutely. So actually, when I came out here to Houston, I noticed at Rasa Floors, my organization really didn't have a lot of presence. We didn't have people going out. We had sponsorships and things of that nature, but we didn't have anybody representing the organization or going out and making the commitment. And it was really interesting because, you know, the whole take on it, you don't see the other side until you really get involved. You know, it's easy to say no and stand on the sidelines and just watch everybody. And, you know, people can say, oh, but everybody knows each other and everybody knows. Well, they know each other because they show up and then they get involved, and you get involved in something you're passionate about. And there's something for everyone, and you just have to figure out what it is. And I'm going to be honest, when I first started going to the association events, I was intimidated. I was new to Houston. I did not have any friends or family in the association or in this industry at all. So I kind of came in and was looking for my, cut out my own little niche. And, luckily I found a couple people that encouraged me. And then, from there you start building those relationships, you start building trust and friendships. And that is what you find out this whole organization and this whole industry is built on, because people only want to really do business with people that they trust. And in order to gain that trust, you have to show that you're dedicated in doing things, wholeheartedly, honestly, transparent, with transparency. So I've found it very beneficial. I'm sure, Rasa Flores has found it beneficial, just as any other organization that is involved and heavily encourages being involved in the association and going down the educational paths and learning really the ins and outs and just bettering yourself to be a better leader, not only for yourself, but for your organization.
I agree with everything you said, except the fact that you were intimidated, because, I mean, our listeners don't know this. What are you, about 6'9"?
That's 6'5", but okay. Nobody's got.
Yeah, he's very intimidating.
That's right. Arely, there's no question about the commitment that the Liberty Group makes to the Houston Apartment Association and associations, I'm sure, around the country, because you're a nationwide company.
Yes. And we get a lot of support from our owner, Ken Bohan. He thankfully supports anything that I go to him. If I say, hey, I want to get my CAS certification, he's like, okay, where can I write you a recommendation letter? I mean, the support that I've had backing me up at Liberty has been great, as well as the support that I get in the industry, meeting people like Terry, Patricia, Blaze. I mean, it creates a support where it says, okay, well, what's next for you? Are you going to apply for, I know Blaze always jokes and he's like, hey, I thought you were part of the Product Service Council. Not yet.
But
I'm working, towards those things. And thankfully I've been blessed enough to always have the support of my company, as well as the friends that I've met through the industry that I learn from, and motivate me. I mean, Blaze got the rising star, supplier of the year. It's people like him, like Terry, like Patricia, that motivate me to want to learn more. And with the industry that we're in and HAA, it really does happen for you if you put the time and the sacrifice for it.
Yeah. And you mentioned Ken Bohan, who's been a guest on our show, but he's one of the few supplier partners that is a member of the Houston Apartment Association Hall of Fame, which is an award that they give not every year. It's when someone is deserving, they want to recognize that person. So, Patricia, you work for a company that has leadership that is involved in associations. Tell us a little bit about how they support you.
Absolutely. Well, they've support. I mean, being on site's a little bit different than being on a vendor side or being at corporate. In that, I have to be here almost, every day to make my ship run, And not only, am I getting support from my superiors, I'm getting support from my staff, because when I'm not here, they're able to make up for, the things that I'm not able to do when I'm not here. My company, from day one, that's why I've been with them for 7 years. They've always supported us in education, getting going further when we can go. They make their assistants get CAMs. They make their managers get CAPs, because they're always ready for us to make the next step. They're always promoting within. And they're super big in the organizations in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, because I'm the only two properties here in Houston, but they let me strive as much as I want to here in HAA, since they know this is my home association. But they're very, very involved themselves. Like I was talking to y'all earlier during the break, my VP was a part of the NAA Lyceum group. My president of my company, Ian, is actually the president-elect for Dallas this coming year. So, they're really involved in their, and I couldn't do it without them and their support, and they're always my biggest cheerleaders. And they give me so much motivation to want to do better and to, be able to, get my every, my everyday routine going with that, you know. And like I said, my staff, they're really, really, really supportive of me not being here every day to support them. So that's all my company. And it's LumaCorp, by the way. I love LumaCorp.
to come back with that, Patricia, you're actually, as an employer, I'm sitting here listening to you explain the importance of the ongoing education and the ongoing mm-hmm. participation within the Houston Apartment Association. And I totally get that because, again, there was a time when that wasn't happening for me in my career. And I kind of felt isolated. So I'm so excited when my team and my employees and they're participating, and it allows us to have this big group of vendors and partners. We call them more partners than anything, because it allows us to interact and to really have a solid foundation for doing our business.
Okay.
Well, right.
We are going to take a break. We're going to be back with our final segment of this episode of Multifamily Matters after these messages. You're listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
Tired of being burned by your carpet vendor? Nobody has you covered like Rasa Floors. They lead the industry with same-day service and cutting-edge technology, like their online ordering portal and mobile app, so you can place orders instantly. The professionals at Rasa Floors are the industry experts offering the hottest new styles of carpet and hard surfaces that will help you achieve your goals. Visit them on social media, watch their videos, and look for them at local trade shows. Rasa Floors will help you make ready your apartment homes for new residents. For more information, visit rasafloors.com.
Your property and liability insurance is one of your highest expenses. Put Ted W. Allen and Associates' 50-plus years of experience in multifamily insurance to work for you. If you have multiple properties on separate policies, you may qualify for a master policy, which can eliminate the need for multiple insurance renewals and provide you significantly lower premiums. Call Ted W. Allen and Associates at 281-378-7500. That's 281-378-7500. Or online at tedwallen.com.
Your multifamily property's water and sewer rates are skyrocketing every year. The only way to lessen the impact is to reduce water consumption through water conservation. E-Conserve has pioneered a no-cost, no-risk water conservation program, and it doesn't cost you a penny. A property in Houston is saving over $196,000 a year with this no-cost program. Call E-Conserve today at 713-662-3220. For a free analysis of your property, that's eConserve at 713-662-3220.
Well, we're back with our final segment of Multifamily Matters, and today we're discussing the Houston Apartment Association's Lyceum Leadership Program for the management professionals and supplier partners who are members of the association. Joining me in the studio is Terry Clifton, president of Better World Properties. Also joining me in the studio is Aureli Pena, senior staffing specialist with the Liberty Group. Blaise Spitaleri, president, a business development manager at Rasa Floors. And also Patricia Ortega is joining us by phone, who is a property manager with LumaCorp. You know, we've talked a lot about the different programs that the Lyceum makes you guys or has you guys go to. But some of the things that HA does are fun. I mean, just for fun is what I mean. A lot of them are fun, even if they're all business. But there's fun, and then there's also, you know, one-offs that they do during the year that I think are very beneficial to both the management professionals and the business suppliers. And that would be, for instance, the business exchange. Mm-hmm. I think that's a wonderful program that I know, Terry, you've been there, and have you seen benefit from that?
Absolutely. Our group loves to participate. We'll be participating yet another year in the business exchange. It's kind of like mini dating. It gives vendors that may have joined the organization an opportunity, and they really haven't, you know, built that relationship yet or built that bond within the management side. It gives them an opportunity to put themselves in front of, you know, people that are making the decisions for their company, for their products and services. And so it, on the management side, it also allows me to really be on the lookout for interesting ideas, like pet parks and, you know, just new cool stuff. I'm still, by the way, if anybody's listening, we're wanting splash pads is my latest thing. but it allows the introduction for that beginning relationship.
Yeah, and by the way, when you said if anybody's listening, you mean anybody's listening who's a member of, of the Houston Apartment Association.
Remember, I still need those five members. Yeah.
We can sign you up.
We can sign you up today. Just call.
Yeah, so, Blaze, I know you get involved in a lot of the things that are fun that they do.
I'm strictly business.
did you break your ankle at the volleyball?
So it was actually at the golf tournament, the Dinnerstein Golf Tournament. In September 2015. It was September 21st, to be exact.
Wow.
Yeah, and I wasn't supposed to be there. I kind of filled in. I just moved. My son was just born 6 days prior.
Wow.
And my vice president of the company was actually supposed to play in the tournament. He got caught up in Dallas, couldn't make it, and begged me to go play in his place.
You've got that aggressive of a golf swing that you broke your ankle when you...
I wish. No. I was walking off a tee top, and my right leg decided to slide forward, and my left leg went in the other direction.
Wow.
And a nice solid three breaks, two surgeries.
Ooh.
It was good.
Yeah. You did that to not have to take care of your little one, I'm sure.
Yeah, my wife was thrilled about it.
Yeah.
And on top of it, though, the reason I actually was able to earn that rising star, because that's any suppliers that were in the industry 3 years or less, I wasn't actually signed up for that tournament. I played under Pierre Rouly's name, if you're familiar. And my first event was not until, I think, June or July of 2016, which kept me under that 3 year mark and allowed me to actually win that award.
Yeah.
So see how things work out.
Well, and other fun things that they do is we go to the Houston Apartment Association Expo.
Yeah.
Those are really fun. Mm-hmm. That is not just the business exchange, but this is more of a opportunity for you to actually spend time and listen to the vendor. And what I think is so wonderful about the board of directors is they all make a point of stopping at every single new vendor that participates in the expo to make sure that everybody feels welcomed. Because if you're a new supplier member, you're nervous and, you know, you're trying to get that relationship built. You're trying to get your company's name out there. And it's just so nice when upper management or board members come by and welcome them. I think other fun things, again, like I mentioned earlier, the chili cook-off, which is always fun. Mm-hmm. The bowling tournament, which is coming up. Everybody better watch out because Better World's getting ready to take the trophy.
Yeah. So, the sports challenge is
the sports
too.
Challenge.
But we didn't have it this year, but yeah.
I was chairing that one too. So yeah. That was my first time chairing the All-Star Sports Challenge. It got rained out.
Yeah.
I am on the expo committee too, and it's really amazing to see the behind the scenes of putting together the entire show as well. And I believe Natalie is on that as well.
Natalie Spratt, yes, yeah. One of my regionals. And I mean, from watching her, you guys do a lot of hard work. I was so amazed at all the committees. I think the expo committee works probably the hardest. So I have to really say thank you guys because you did a phenomenal job.
It's a huge undertaking to put that on. You know, another thing that is done is the maintenance mania, and you know, have a chance to recognize your maintenance techs and your maintenance team. Have you been to that or seen that, Patricia?
I have not been to it, but our company does participate in it. It is a fun thing to see, for sure. I've seen videos of it. It's really, I have a good heart for it because my husband is actually a maintenance service manager for as long as I've been in the current business. And, you know, I love to see, of course, the on-site people get to go out there and have fun and show them what they can do and, you know, why they're so important and give them a day off from all the hustle and bustle at the property.
Well, I can tell you my teams absolutely look forward to this. It's not just they get to create a car out of maintenance parts, but even more so, they like to compete. They're very competitive, and they want to be the first one to fix a sink. They want to, or a garbage disposal, or change a lock. So they're very competitive, and I think it makes them feel really important.
I don't see a sad face in that place when I go there. Yeah. Everybody's having a good time.
And they all have cheerleaders. Their companies are, all the people that I've gone to and I've seen, they bring their big staff teams, and they're, you know, dressed in fun colors, have pom-poms, and cheering them on. So it makes them really feel special, because I know they're really the reason why properties run. Aside from the, you know, the management and everything, you know, if you have a good maintenance staff and a good maintenance team, I think that makes your job way easier because of how, you know, good they're running things. And then the Nexters, we have fun events as well. Mm-hmm. We have personal development breakfasts. And then we have events such as like the karaoke, which that's going to be in December. And then we have a casino night coming August 22nd. So
bingo.
And we had a bingo in April. We had a bingo in April.
Every other year we do a pack event too, which is really fun. Right.
Which is a spelling bee.
Right.
Which brings in a lot. This past year with Starla alone, it was like $4,000. So it was crazy. But that was to support the pack. And then we have other ones that support other charities. So very proud of how well and how much turnout we get at our events now than before.
There is one other PAC fundraiser, too, that we left out, and usually people won't break their ankle at this one, but it's at Top Golf.
Yeah.
It's a PAC fundraiser as well.
And you're, I guess, banned from ever going to that. Anything involving golf, you can't go to.
Correct.
Well, I want to give everybody a chance to talk a little bit about themselves and how they got in the business, but I do want to ask, if somebody wanted to find out more about HAA, obviously if they want to join HAA, they need to call Terry, but as far as if they want to find out more about events and so forth, how can they do that?
They can do that through our website or HAA website, haaonline.org. There's always a up-to-date calendar with all the events that are going on, whether it's education or events for meetings and stuff like that.
And if you're a supplier or a partner, you can come down to the Ambassadors first Wednesday of every month and learn about all the upcoming events which is going to take place.
Okay. I want to give everybody an opportunity to tell a bit about themselves and how they people can get in touch with them if they want. I'm going to start with you, Patricia. And, I'm guessing that you got in the industry because you said you had a sister in the industry and a husband in the industry. So you got some family.
It's a family affair, man. I was 6 months old and my mother started in the industry as an assistant property manager. After 6 months, she became a regional and has been a regional ever since. And so all my family does it. I mean, I try to get away from it, but it just sucked me in. And I couldn't, you know, do it any other way. And I work for a very fantastic company, LumaCore. If you want someone that supports you, you can go to their website, which is work@lumacorp.com, and you can, you know, find various positions. And, you know, that's how I got in the industry, because this is something truly, there's a position for anybody with any background can do.
Okay. Really?
I got started, funny story, as a temporary employee for Liberty. So I started off as a temp. One of my friend's mom was an assistant manager, and she kind of trained me. And so then I went to apply for Liberty because she had worked for Liberty. So I started working with them, did several assignments. And then one day I got a call from Fernando at the corporate office, and he was like, hey, do you want to come and help us in the office? And I was like, sure. I was going to school at that time, so it worked out better for my schedule, and 9 years later, I'm still at Liberty, and now I'm a senior coordinator for the Houston office. So I went to open up our North office a few years ago. Once that got settled, I went on to sales, came back to corporate, so I'm there. But you can reach me at 713-961-7666, Areli Pena. And if you guys need help or are looking for a career change, I can definitely help you guys out.
Now, Blaze, I'm sure you got started after you came off the PGA Tour.
Correct.
So tell us a little bit about that.
So I retired from the PGA Tour in 2003. So I grew up in flooring. We had a flooring business in New York, and my father closed the doors in 2003. He wanted an easier lifestyle. I swore off flooring for the rest of my life. Then in 2009, I moved to Dallas, and I started working for Rasa Floors. So that was a strange turn of events, but I never even knew about this industry in general. So it was really exciting to really get involved. And I got to Houston by way of Dallas, Central Texas, Corpus Christi, and then came out here. I've been with Rasa for 10 years, and you can find my contact information. If you don't know what Rasa Floors does, first of all, we replace flooring. Mm-hmm. So if you have old flooring in your apartments and you want to rip them out and put new ones in, we're the people to call. You can find my information. I'm going to make you do a little work on it. It's the Abode Magazine. You can find me on the Product Service Council. There's a little picture of me, Blaze Spitaleri. My phone number's there.
Okay, great. Terry?
Okay, well, I started out with a beanbag and a television set. Okay. Held all the positions all the way up through owning my own company, as well as owning three properties in Victoria, Texas. Better World Properties started about, will be 3 years old in September. We're an end-to-end solution for all your management needs. We have wonderful clients. We are selective of our clients because we want to make sure that not only is the client successful, but we're successful with the client. So we are hiring, by the way, because we're fastly mm-hmm. growing. So if you are out there and maintenance, porter, maintenance, all the way up to regionals, Better World Properties is hiring. And we can be reached at betterworldllc.com. Go to our website.
Great. Well, thank you guys so much. I really appreciate you taking the time to come in and talk about this. The Houston Apartment Association does some great things, and everybody should participate if they can, no matter what side of the table they're on. We're going to be back next week with another great panel at 10 o'clock right here on Business, 1110 a.m. KTEK. You've been listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
Thank you for listening to Multifamily Matters, a weekly radio show that discusses current topics and trends in the multifamily industry. To find out more about the show or make suggestions for topics or interesting guests, go to multifamilyradio.com. You have been listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.